They've not scheduled a mental mind.
Good morning. So for the last few days, we've been talking about clothing and how it manifests itself in the need to cultivate modesty, both fiscal modesty, physical modesty, psychological modesty. Yesterday, we spoke about how lack of attention to our layers of clothing can lead to a corrosion of our character. And today we turn to two restrictions when it comes to head covering. Asur leilach arba amot. It is forbidden to walk 4 amot, which is roughly 7 feet. O lahotzi mepiv davash b'kedusha, or to say something that is of a sacred nature, b'glui rosh, with an uncovered, with a bare head. And we'll get to in the coming days why we need to cover our head and the different thoughts about that. But in the meantime, it strikes me that these two restrictions seem entirely unrelated, that we can't walk 4 amot, and we shouldn't say davash b'kedusha. Davash b'kedusha, I understand. We shouldn't say something which involves an encounter with God. We shouldn't say something which requires a sense of focus and sobriety. But what has walking 4 amot got to do with this? And it strikes me that at least in the parallel, there is an argument being made that every step we take, at least every 4 steps we take, every move we make in physical space, is also a chance to have an encounter with God and involves a sense of sober focus, that we have an opportunity to invest the world with sanctity, that we shouldn't just aimlessly amble around the world, because every time we move 4 amot, we're actually having an encounter with something new, and that novelty involves divinity and an opportunity to make the world more sacred. So while we talk about the head covering in the days to come, at the very least, saying davash b'kedusha is made parallel with just moving around in the world. So hopefully as we move around the world today and every day, we'll have that in mind.